Left side, free throw line left, now gives off to Jackson. Down to the corner, held up on the far side by Knockreiner. Back to Blakely. Quincy on a drive lane, dumps low. Jackson, Houston Thatcher, good.
Nice shot.
Ball comes back to Platteville. They lead by 12. 54-42 is the ball game score. Platteville kind of pulling it out a little bit as they did earlier in the half. Borwald standing on the left wing, gives it back to Klein.
Under eight to go, Phil.
54-42, Platteville. On a drive, Ludlum down deep, slings it off to Langmeier. Posts up, shot is on the way, won't go. Rebound, River Valley. Pulled down by Heiser. Up ahead to Houston Thatcher. 7:40 to go. Platteville 54, River Valley 42. Jackson Thatcher in the corner. Back to the top. Here's Blakely challenging low. Langmeier swats it out of bounds. And foul is called.
Nope.
Huh? This guy called two.
Oh, he did call one. Okay.
Yep. So Quincy goes to the line.
My apologies, Phil. I didn't.
Well, that's all right. And that'll be on Blevins, his third. Again, you're looking through the railing of the balcony here.
Just normal.
Free throw good by Blakely. We got to get you a taller chair, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
54-43. Lucas Klein returns for River Valley.
Got a chance to cut it within 10 here, Phil.
That's big. Blakely's three throw is good. Nails it, and into the game for River Valley, number 15, and that is Caleb Drakenberg for Quincy Blakely. Pass comes in play for Platteville, 54-44. Blackhawks trail it. Platteville with the ball. Left side, Ludlum, and there's a foul called on River Valley. That'll be on Lucas Klein. And that'll put Platteville at the line, won't it?
It will. Rest of the way.
Lodi up on the Dells, 33-32. Well, that's a great ball game.
Second foul on Lucas.
Free throw coming up, and it is on the rim, and it stays in for Ryder. That makes it 55-44. Digman back in for Platteville. Second free throw for Ryder. Couple of dribbles. This one in the air and on the rim, and no good. And fought for, and the rebound pulled down by River Valley. That was Drakenberg. Caleb brings it to Thatcher. Up the sideline, Knockreiner. Klein down deep, scores! Nice play. 55-46. Platteville, 7:07 remaining in the ballgame. Left side, on the wheel, Ludlum. Lucas brings it back toward the half-court line. He's been kind of quiet tonight.
He is.
Just 4 points.
First half, he was in foul trouble, though.
So, that's right.
Yeah,
good point. Left side,
he was in foul trouble. So, you know, Platteville's not in a hurry to score.
No, they don't need to be.
They don't need to be.
Leading by 11. There's Ludlum down deep, and it's up and no good. Tipped around to the corner. Houston Thatcher throws it back to Lucas Klein, and it's knocked off of Klein out of bounds. It'll be River Valley ball. Big stop.
Yeah, that was a great stop, and let's see what River Valley can do with it. They're in. They have a chance to. Right now, it's 9.
Uh-huh.
They have a chance to cut it to 7, maybe even 6, and there's a foul.
Thatcher fouled on the pass inbounds. It's going to be on Brody Digman. So it'll go back to the Blackhawks again on the same out-of-bounds line, the sideline in front of the Platteville student section. 55-46. Platteville pass inbounds, and Houston Thatcher with the ball. Houston across half court, behind the back dribble. Spin move, brings it across half court. Gets down deep. Houston needs some help and fires the
nice backdoor pass.
In the lane, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Platteville. Langmeier got it. Oh, that would have been a big one.
Huge.
Down to the corner, Ludlum for three. There it is. I had to say he had been quiet, right?
Yep. You woke him up, Phil.
58-46. Down to the corner, it is Thatcher. Houston with a basketball. Platteville in the defense, shot by Houston, no good. Rebound Ryder. He'll take it, length of the floor, throws to the corner, three on the way, Platteville, it's good. Brody Digman nails it. Timeout, River Valley, 5:50 to go. Wink of the eye, and Platteville is back up by 15.
It was quick.
61-46. This is Area Boys Basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear? You can purchase or rent. Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Caring for you and about you at Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
61-46 in favor of the Hillmen hosting the River Valley Blackhawks here at Platteville High School. Well, Hank, what do you see here is down the stretch here? River Valley's got a big hole to dig out of.
They got a big hole to dig out of. You know, if any foul is going to shoot them to the line, so that helps. You know, under the four-minute mark, are you going to extend this, you know, a little bit? Are you going to extend the game a little bit? Get them to the line. Make sure you get the right people to the line.
Inbound stolen by Platteville, and it leads to a layup. Wow.
They can't do that. They cannot turn the basketball over here.
63-46. Platteville. And now in the backcourt, a foul is called on Platteville. That's a pressure on Houston Thatcher. That'll be number one.
Yep.
Ryder.
His third, Phil.
Royal up on Highland, 48-45, second half. Quite a ball game. Pass comes in play, caught by Houston Thatcher. Philly flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, by the way. Pass comes to the corner. Caught by Houston Thatcher. Houston gives it back to Heiser. Heiser on a quick move. Free throw line left. Stops. Fires right side. Caught there by Klein. Back to the inside. Drakenberg scores.
A nice move.
Caleb with 10. 63-48 Platteville. 5:10 to play. Lucas Ludlam along the sideline. Drives down deep.
He is so fast, isn't he?
He is.
He's just quick.
It's almost like he has a twin brother out there.
I know.
Myron Ryder drops it baseline. Throws it now to Blevins. Platteville again successfully taking it around the arc. Now on a drive. There's the pass to the corner. Langmeier shot on the way. No good. Rebound tipped River Valley's way. They will bring it.
River Valley just don't quit, do they?
No, they don't.
Keep coming at you.
Ball near side, Klein for three, and a crowd, it won't go. Man, that would have been a big one. Rebound by Langmeier. Several of them been in the cylinder.
Yes, they have. So a couple of them's been in and out.
Ball goes to Ryder. Ryder across the half-court line, guarded by Klein too closely. That's a foul. River Valley's eighth. So for Klein, his third, and Ryder goes to the line. Darlington leading Cuba City, 57-36, second half.
Yeah, that sounds right. Darlington's pretty good.
Battle of conference opponents. Free throw is no good. Rebound by Drakenberg of River Valley.
Now, I believe one of the last games to the end of the season here, Darlington came up here and just smacked Platteville by 30, I believe.
They did. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Tipped up, no good. Drakenberg put back, no good. He is
nice
fouled.
Nice job by Drakenberg.
And we'll get two. The score that surprised me, though, is how badly Mineral Point beat Platteville
this year. Yes.
It really shocked me. I mean, Platteville's got a good ball club, but Mineral Point has got a good ball
Mineral
club, too.
They're tough right now. They're playing tonight, too. I don't know if we have any scores on that.
Let's see. 83-43 over Lancaster.
That must be a final now.
Probably could be. Free throw by Drakenberg is good. Makes it 63-49. Caleb will get one more. In the air and good. Nice job. 13-point game. 4:07 remaining. 63-50 Platteville. Ludlam on the left side. Down to the baseline. Blevins. Blevins back to Lucas. Ludlam and away from the ball. A whistle.
going to the line to shoot a bonus here. Both teams are in the bonus right now, Phil. So the next foul that River Valley does, Platteville's going to shoot two the rest of the way.
That's on Houston Thatcher. That's his second. And Jerron Blevins at the line. In the air, that one is good.
43-52 Crawford with 3:49 left to play.
Wow. Good game.
So, yeah, yes.
Crawford has a nice ball club. This one in the air, and that one is good by Blevins. 65-50. Platteville by 15. 3:55 remaining in the backcourt. Sumner Knockreiner needs some help. Coming to the rescue, Drakenberg. Now back to Thatcher. Houston goes up. Knocked out of bounds by Platteville. It'll go back to River Valley. Blackhawks had a good year. They played
played
everyone tough. And they play one of the toughest schedules.
Oh, my goodness. He's not afraid to go play anybody.
They go to a lot of the Madison area schools, yes. Bigger schools.
And they're only making his team better.
Mm-hmm.
But Coach Thatcher, he's not afraid to play anybody anywhere at any time.
Nope.
So
good attitude to have. This first pass is knocked out of bounds. Yeah, it looks like North Crawford's now up by 10.
Wow.
Royal is up by 1 with 23 seconds left on Highland, 48-47. Pass comes in play, caught here by the Blackhawks. Drakenberg go back door. They're going to call traveling on Caleb. Goes back the other way for the Platteville Hillman, leading by 15. Back into the game, Nathan Mumm. Probably had to have him put his hands on ice. They've been too hot today.
He probably did. I tell you what, the Mumm kid, boy, he shoots well. He shoots very well. So
6 threes tonight. Ball goes to the left side. Blevins holds it just up from the baseline. Brings it back to Ryder. Ryder on a drive and again fouled by Lucas Klein of River Valley. That'll be foul number 10 on the Hawks. So that'll be the fourth on Lucas.
Yep.
15-point game with 3:29 to go. Ryder has made one tonight from the line. This one is good. 66-50. At what point do you, if you're River Valley, you start kind of backing off from the fouls down the stretch?
Coach Thatcher, he's a competitor. He's going to play to the end.
Free throw is no good. Drakenberg tries to save the ball inbounds. It's knocked out by Platteville. It'll be River Valley ball. Jackson Thatcher is in for Caleb Drakenberg. And the Blackhawks will have the ball. Going to be brought in by Lucas Klein. Thatcher in the backcourt. Back to Lucas. Crosses over. Top of the circle. Now throws it off to Blakely. Quincy on a drive. Lost the handle. Picked up by Platteville. Back it goes to Lucas Ludlam. Ludlam across the half-court line, drives, fires off to the right side, and Blevins back to Ludlam. He's got it pulled out to half-court now.
Yes, he does. Nice steal.
Ooh, knocked by Klein, gets the steal, takes it home, lays it good for River Valley. 66-52. River Valley back on the defense, 2:49 to go. Ludlam throws it back door, wide open man, and scoring is Blevins. Beautiful assist by Lucas Ludlam.
Oh, my goodness.
68-52, Platteville. Houston Thatcher up the sideline at half court, between the knees dribble, drives down toward the baseline, pivots, gives it low, and Heiser looking, fires it back out. Thatcher three on the way, won't walk in. Rebound pulled down by Myron Ryder, and a foul called on Blakely.
So that'll be, I believe that's his second.
You're right. Stops the clock with 2:19 to play here in the ball game. 16-point lead for Platteville. Ryder at the line has had a nice night. Looks like 19 points. Free throw is on the way, and that one is no good. North Crawford up on Potosi, 56-49. Second half. Royal leading Highland, 50-47. 9 seconds left. Free throw number two on the edge of the rim, no good, and somehow Ryder got his own rebound. Wow. Sets it up left side. Platteville taking it. Ryder fires it back to Ludlam. Ludlam standing with the ball across the half-court line. Brady Favreau into the game for River Valley, putting on the D. Back it goes to Ludlam near the half-court line. Under 2 minutes now. He'll penetrate a bit. Fouled on the way by Blakely again. Quincy with his third foul. Wisconsin Dells leading Lodi 44-40 in that regional championship game.
That's a good one. Darlington 62-42 over Cuba City right now.
Okay. Some girls teams going to state. Cuba City is going.
Cuba City's going. Barnival's going.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. You got the pleasure of calling that one.
I did.
Against Shelbsburg on Thursday. Nice job, though.
Good ball game.
Highland and Royal going into overtime, Phil.
Oof. Ludlam misses the free throw. Caught now by River Valley. Jackson Thatcher, top of the wheel. Blakely, a minute 42. Favreau inside and going up for the shot. Houston Thatcher, it's picked off. Jackson Thatcher got it back and scores. Nice play. 68-54, the ball game score, and a foul called on the sideline. 1:32 to play, 14-point game. Platteville will go to the free throw line. So waiting for the ball will be number one, Myron Ryder. Myron gets the ball back at the line.
Was that Houston that made that foul?
Yeah.
No, it's his third.
This one in the air, and that is good. One more coming up. Second throw. In the air, and that one is no good. Rims off. Caleb Drakenberg picks it up. And River Valley has the ball. Down by 15. Houston Thatcher brings it across the timeline. Stops. Nowhere to wander. And fires it off to Quincy Blakely. Got away from the defender. Drives, dishes. Drakenberg, 14-footer in the lane. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Platteville. Platteville taking it out across the timeline. Half-court line. And Brady Favreau commits the foul on Platteville with a minute 8 remaining. And so going back to the line is Myron Ryder. He just always has the ball in his hands.
Right.
So he gets to shoot free throws. First one coming up, first of two. This one in the air, and that is good. Myron will get one more. So Caleb Drakenberg makes his way out. He's a senior. Gets a big hug from his coach.
Well deserved.
Boy, he's worked hard.
Well deserved.
Nice round of applause. Curtain call.
You know what? Nice job for Coach Thatcher. That's how he's got to do it.
You can tell these guys care, right?
Oh, 100%.
Free throw is no good. Rebound now by Favreau. Outlet to Houston Thatcher. A minute remaining now. Around the defense. Here's Houston down deep, and he scores a basket. Houston Thatcher makes it 70-56. There's a foul on River Valley. Stops the clock with 53 seconds to play. So back to the line, guess who? Myron Ryder. Aiden Hill getting set to check into the ball game for River Valley. Free throw for Ryder. In the air, and that one is good. So Favreau will check out. Nice round of applause for Brady Favreau. He is a senior.
He's a senior too, yeah. You can tell this is their last game. Yeah, and that's what.
Most definitely.
And that's what, that's the saddest part about being a senior, playing your last game.
Here's a curtain call for Houston Thatcher, who comes off and will hug his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great moment. River Valley bringing the ball up the sideline. 48 seconds to go. Blakely near side. Three-point around the way. Won't stay for Bryce Ferguson. And the timeout taken. I think it's going to be for a line change.
Yep.
Platteville bringing in five new players for a curtain call. They're going to play another day. River Valley putting in some new players as well. That'll be Trevor Henkel. He's a freshman. Getting a chance to play in this game. 42 seconds to play for Platteville. Logan Day down to the corner. Out of dribble drive. Wow. There is a traveling call.
I got that before they did.
Yeah, he didn't have a whistle, though.
But maybe I should just start calling games up here.
It's easier.
It is.
Got a better view.
Yeah.
72-56, 33 seconds to play.
Just relay my call to the floor.
Yep, Jackson Thatcher shot no good for the low post. Rebound pulled down by Trenton Mum of Platteville. Down to 23 seconds. Trenton with a crossover dribble. Brings it back to the right side, and Logan Day down to the baseline. Three-pointer good for Platteville. Number 21, Zachary Ludlum. 10 seconds. Ball goes to the left side. Caught now by Bryce Ferguson. Drives all the way through, kicks it out. Three on the way, no good for Hinkle. Rebound by Platteville. That'll do it. This one belongs to the Hillmen tonight. 75-56. They get the victory over River Valley and send River Valley home for the season. Platteville's moving on to the sectional semifinal. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WRCO Radio Sports.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Platteville High School. Phil Lee joined by Henry Bray for tonight's postgame show. How about the run of the game here for Duncan Rewards?
I'm actually going to give it my run. Of the run would probably go to River Valley when they got it within eight. That was a nice run. That's just what, you know, I'm looking at. They didn't quit. Yeah, the score, you know, got beat by 19, but, you know, that's what I'm looking at, the run. They kept pounding the ball. They forced Platteville to call the timeout, gave some life into River Valley. That's my run. So I don't know. I know you have a different one, which I respect.
Well, absolutely. No, I think that that's a good call. Certainly the threes by Platteville, by Nathan Mum in the second half. Yeah. He winds up with six for the game.
That's pretty impressive.
No doubt. The run of the game, sponsored by Duncan in Richland Center. Join Duncan Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. Regional plaque presented to Platteville. You're hearing that in the background. We'll have more coming up from WRCO Radio Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Duncan. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Duncan coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Welcome back to Platteville for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Wrapping it up here tonight, let's look at scoring for the victorious Platteville Hillmen. Myron Ryder with 23, 18 for Nathan Mum, 16 for Jerron Blevins, 7 by Lucas Ludlam, 5 for Eli Langmeyer, 3 each for Zachary Ludlam and Brody Digman. River Valley side, Houston Thatcher with 16, 15 for Lucas Klein, 12 for Caleb Drakenberg. Also 4 for Quincy Blakely and for Keegan Heiser. 2 each by Jackson Thatcher and Caden Plumley, and 1 for Sumner Knockreiner. River Valley, the highlights tonight, 11 for 12 from the free throw line. So that was a positive. They make a total of 1 3-pointer. On the other side, Platteville, 11 of 19 from the free throw line, and they make 12 3-pointers, which again was pretty much the difference in the ball game.
Right,
Hank.
Right. I got a final. North Crawford beat Potosi 66-59, and Highland was defeated by Royal 60-53.
Oh,
yep.
In overtime.
Yeah, both of them were in overtime, weren't they?
No, I don't think Potosi.
Okay, all right, maybe it
North
was
Crawford was, but yeah, the Royal. Boy, that's quite a game.
Yeah. So my spotter, she didn't tell me if it was a overtime or not, so
okay.
Shame on them.
And it looks like Platteville will be playing the Dells next. Wisconsin Dells has beaten Lodi 50-40 this evening. Darlington over Cuba City 64-42. The flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. Final comments tonight, Hank?
Hey, you know what? First of all, nice job to Platteville. They got a nice, nice basketball team, and they're going to be a hard put out. Mm-hmm. On the other end, you got to give it up to Luke Thatcher and his kids. They played hard. They continued to play. They got it within 8. I think they ran out of gas at the end with the last six or seven minutes to go. But nice job to them. They continued to dominate the boards. So, you know what? Plenty to grow on.
Yeah.
So.
And we said they made their run, but Platteville had an answer every time.
Yes, they did. And kudos to Mike. Great coach from Platteville. Been here forever.
Yeah.
Knows his kids. Knows what's going on. So, nice job to Platteville.
He is the dean of the Southwest Wisconsin coaches.
He is. So
longest tenured coach.
And I know people don't want this, but you want to root for Platteville. They're from the SWC. And it is what it is. So
looks like they're cutting down the nets here. That's the cheer you have in the background here. We're going to bring on Coach Luke Thatcher here tonight as we welcome him to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Thanks for coming up, Coach.
Oh, thanks for having me, Phil.
Appreciate it. Thought you guys did a good job tonight. Good effort by your kids. What do you think?
I agree. Obviously a very emotional night. As I just got done talking to the kids, there's only one team that supposedly gets to end the way they want to. Been a part of a lot of silver balls, not many gold balls in my playing and coaching days. But a team I'm incredibly proud of. I told them, you gave the team that ran our conference, everything they have. They know you played them tonight. And I thought we did some really good things at times. And again, they had other guys step up. The Mum kid, I don't know. I didn't see a final stat line, but
six threes.
Well,
yeah,
six threes. Okay. They just have a lot of weapons. They're a very nice team. They'll represent our conference really well at the next level, and I wish them the best of luck.
You guys made that run. You got within eight, and we were holding out hope there, but then they hit a couple of key baskets after that, didn't they?
Yeah, and again, a testament to what they're doing there. They have a little better depth than we do. We got winded. We got caught in subbing situations. They took some things away. I don't think we ever got comfortable all night long running our sets. They kept us guessing, kept us on our toes all night long. And, again, tip of the hat to Coach Hoosier and the Platteville Hillmen tonight.
Well, you got a great program going on, and this has kind of become the norm for River Valley, and you'd like to make it, maybe the sectional be the norm then next, right?
That would be outstanding, you know. It's a lot of fun to be here. It is a lot of fun to be here, and when we've been fortunate enough to win two, but as my wife reminded me, it's been 10 years since the last time we've won a regional championship, and that would be the next step that we're looking for, is to elevate us there. And I think, you know, some of the athletes are coming around to do that, and I hope the work in the off season takes place, because this, you know, you don't cut nets down because you jump onto the basketball floor in November. It is a 10 to 12 month a year. You better be getting shots up. I understand there's three sport athletes, but the best players are playing year round. They're at least getting the ball in their hand, and you know, there are very few kids that see playing time, even in Division III, are just stepping on the floor come November and hang it up on a mat like tonight.
The Platteville team moves on to play Wisconsin Dells. We had the final there, and you've seen them as well this year, haven't you?
We have, yes. Nice team. Nice team. They've got some size. They've got some shooters. They've got a lot of length. They'll apply some pressure. You know, I this could be a very good game for them. You know, should be a competitive game. Both very talented athletic teams.
We'll let you get back to your guys. We appreciate you coming up here. I know it's not easy a defeat to do that, but again, we really love working with you all year long, man. So thanks a lot.
I thank you for all the coverage you give all the area schools, not just River Valley. You do such a great job promoting the high school sports in the area, and I certainly enjoy our conversations together. So thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for coming up. All right. Final score tonight, 75-56. That was Coach Luke Thatcher, River Valley, and our Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show wraps up. Thanks to Mr. Fabulous, Mr. T, back at the studio, Tim Feed, and for Henry Bray, I'm Phil Nee, although I think Henry's still conversating there. But
I was trying to, mayor votes, Phil.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
you're working it?
Yep.
Any final thoughts there?
You know what? No. Don't hang your heads.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a great season. You just ran up. You know, Platteville's a good ball club. I mean, what can you say? They have the conference player of the year. Did Mike get coach of the year as well, or do you know that?
You know, I didn't see that.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
You know, class program, both of them. I wish both of them luck.
Yep,
I
absolutely.
Really do. So,
and best of luck to River Valley's graduating seniors, Houston Thatcher, joined by Sam Poppy and Caleb Drakenberg, and Brady Favreau. And again, River Valley overcame some obstacles this year, some injuries. Sam Poppy, Houston Thatcher's not been 100%.
Right.
I know some other things too.
I think if Poppy was playing, this could have been a whole different game.
Yeah, he could have added to it.
Yeah, he could have helped with the boards.
Yep.
So, but which River Valley did well. You know, so very impressed to see them. This is my first time watching them, so I tell you what, they get after it.
They did.
So
appreciate it. We'll be wrapping up our Jelinek Plumbing Heating postgame show, taking the WRCO helicopter back to the studio. We'll be back in there.
Can we stop at Burger King first, or is that not on the budget?
I don't know if that's on the budget tonight.
Thanks, buddy.
We ate our budget last night at the Muscadet Mini Mart, I think it was.
Yeah, so. Well, now we got peanuts we can eat on the way.
75-56, the final. Platteville gets the win. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to WIAA Regional Championship Boys Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift, over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO,
where you always dial a winner.
I'm in love with the girl that I'm talking about. I'm in love with the girl I can't live without. I'm in love, but I sure picked a bad time to be in love.
ever been there? Grand Funk and a bad time to be in love. Oh, my goodness. Great rock and roll until the midnight hour right here. How about a little Lynyrd Skynyrd? We'll be right back. Redbone, and Come and Get Your Love on WRCO's Those Were the Days. Saturday night, time for a slow dance. Take your best partner and head to the center of the gymnasium for a song from Lulu. Lulu from the movie of the same name featuring Sidney Poitier, and Lulu had a role in that film as well. Here is Tony Johnson with what's showing in Richland Center this weekend.
We have Vicky 17, which is kind of a sci-fi, fun sci-fi with Robin Pattinson. And then we have Being Led Zeppelin, which has, you know, been requested for like a lot of people, and so we wanted to show it for a week and go check out the trailer on that, but it has had great reviews, and anybody that likes Led Zeppelin, it's a little great documentary.
Have you got the movies figured out for your weekends at the drive-in this year?
We do. We have the whole summer slated out, and then you know, one of the movies that is late in the summer is F1, and we're looking forward to that. So we're going to have a really great slate and probably not enough weekends.
To find out more, go to richlandmovies.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
We hope you're enjoying the sweet treats on Saturday night on the radio. When you're in Boscobel, stop by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone. It is great to talk to you with WRCO's Those Were the Days. We'll be taking your requests again after 10 this evening, so stick around and hold on for those. And we're also going to be featuring some tunes along the way tonight from 1986, our featured year. This one gets requested quite often on this very program. A one-hit wonder known as Baltimora.
get to you.
A fine year for music, that is for sure. Music, movies, and TV as well. Here's another one-hit wonder. This song's been used in the background of commercials through the years. It's a group called Opus, and Live is Life.